Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. If you've been listening over the past few weeks or so, you know that I'm dealing with midnight memories. What's midnight memories? Well, for many years, starting around 2002, I had a show that ran from midnight to 1 in the morning of Chazanis, sponsored by Cantor's World. And we will be featuring this first hour June 8th, 2006. Just a brief comment. Somebody was mentioning that I seem to be doing a lot more talking in those days. Well, yes, there were so many things happening in the world of Chazanis. And, of course, you know, Cantor's World was dedicated to promote traditional Chazanis. So there isn't that much to talk about now. Let's hope those days return when shuls will be having concerts and appreciating the role of the cantor. Okay, so let's go back to June 8th, 2006. This is Midnight Memories.
We're going to start with Kiddush by Joseph Adelson. Cantor Adelson was at the East Midwood Jewish Center. He was born in Warsaw in 1916. At the age of 19, he was chosen as cantor in the leading synagogue in Vilna, and he was known as the Vilna Stutthazen, the chief cantor. He miraculously served the Nazi concentration camps, finally liberated by American forces, and in 1947, he went to Johannesburg to the Yeovil Synagogue. From South Africa, he went to Canada at the Young Israel Congregation in Montreal. I guess in those years, some Young Israel congregations still appreciated the role of the Chazan. And then he eventually came to the States serving at the East Midwood Jewish Center. Let's hear cantor Joseph Adelson with the Kiddush L'Shabbos.
Baruch atah Adon Shem Elokeinu melech ha'olam Yeah. mutias miseroi.
Cantor Joseph Adelson. Now, you know, I've been starting the program with a new Kiddush each week for the past few months. I'll be running out of new ones to play, and I have a surprise. We're going to be starting with other selection to start the program for the next few months once we run out of various versions of the Kiddush. Just one further thought about this wonderful concert at Congregation Beth Shalom. First of all, it was so wonderful to see Danny Gildar there in great form. You know, Danny Gildar is the leading accompanist for Chazanim in the world, I would say. I mean, as far as I know. And he's just so terrific. And again, it was a pleasure to see Stark and Herstick and Wurzberger and Kaplan all in very, very good form, in excellent form. And the one thing, as I was sitting in that shul, that struck me was, here is a shul that is committed to a chazan. And that's such a rarity. Here they had this wonderful cantor. His name was Moshe Ehrlich, and this was a concert in memory of their cantor, Moshe Ehrlich. And you can tell that they really, really loved him. And they have the same feeling for Joel Kaplan. And they have this respect for chazanis in general, and it's so rare among congregations that they have this this feeling for chazanis and this commitment, the commitment to chazanis, very, very rare indeed. Okay, next we're going to hear from one of my favorite cantors. Those of you who have been listening to me over the years know that Gershon Sirota is a favorite of mine, even though I perhaps don't play him as often as I should. And in just reading his biography the other day, I see that he made over 175 recordings, and I haven't played anything near that, so I'm going to have to go on a Sirota kick sometime. Let's start with, from the Kabbalah Shabbos, Shoma V'Tismach Tzion, Gershon Sirota.
Shoma
Gershon Sirota. Oh, he's so great, isn't he? He was born in 1874 in Polish Lithuania. He had a fascinating life, and I think one day I'm going to do a special describing great detail of his life. But he began as a cantor in Odessa. At the turn of the century, he went to the Great Synagogue in Vilna. 8 years later, to the Tlamaki Synagogue and the Great Synagogue in Warsaw, where he officiated for 19 years. He remained with his family in Warsaw and was killed with most of his family in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943. And as I mentioned earlier, he made over 175 recordings. I'm going to play something. It's a very, very brief recording, actually a minute and 35 seconds. It's the earliest recording that I have of Chazanis in my collection. It's a 1903 recording of Mimkomo Huifen from the Kedusha. I think Arye Leib Rutman may have been recording around the same time. I have a Rutman record of 1905. But this is Sirota. Let's see, if this is 1903 and he was born in 74, 1870, 20, he was 29 years old. Very, very a primitive recording. The choir sound is not good, but I wanted to play it because it's the oldest recording that I have. Let's hear Gershon Sirota.
Oh, you've
That's a record 103 years old. How about that? 103 years ago. Wow. A different world, to say the least. One more quick selection. You know, in those days, the days of Sirota's recordings and many of Yusla's, they only had three-minute records. They were three and a half minutes. So this is a quick one. This is Shamar Yisrael from the Kedusha. Gershon Sirota. We're next going to hear Hashkivenu, David Reutemann. This is from the Arbus LeShabbos. Reutemann, born in 1884 in Russia, died in 1943 in New York. At that time, he was at the congregation Shari Tzedek. And one day we have to do a Reutemann special and tell you all about how his congregation in 1917 was destroyed during the Russian Revolution. That was in St. Petersburg, went to Odessa, came to the United States, and so forth. Let's hear Reutemann with Hashkivenu.
Thank you. Rachem Rachem Ulfu Melechem Chanam Rachem Ulfu Melechem Ulfu
David Reutemann with Hashki Veinu, and this is Charlie Bernhardt on behalf of Cantor's World, hoping that you're enjoying this. You want the phone number 212-529-4620, 212-529-4620, no contest, but we're going to be announcing a concert at Riverdale Jewish Center for June 21st, and for those of you who would perhaps want transportation provided from Borough Park or Williamsburg, if you call me here at this studio at this number, let me know. Give me your phone number. They will perhaps, Howie tells me, they may provide buses from Williamsburg and Borough Park. So if I'll tell you about the concert in a few minutes. It's Chaim Adler, Yecheskel Klang, Shimon Kramer, and Benny Rogoznitsky, June 21st, Riverdale Jewish Center, Wednesday evening. Let's go on to Joseph Schlisky. With Ona Bekoach from Kabbalah Shabbos, I dedicate this to Avram and Renee Bressler. Shana tells me that you like the program. I hope you're listening this evening. Let's hear Joseph Schlisky.
Bye. khayl tuhum burakhim tuhum rahmin rahm
with Joseph Schlisky with Ona Bekoach, a very fascinating life. Again, I'll go into detail some other time, but he was born in 1894. He was virtually kidnapped from Europe. He came to Canada. A choir leader took him. It's a whole story how he was discovered. He became a cantor. Tragically, in 1940, he became an invalid, and he never sang again until his death in 1955. Okay, now here's June 21st, Wednesday evening at 7:30. Riverdale Jewish Center. This is In the Spirit of Yesila, a cantorial concert commemorating the yahrzeit of the legendary Chazan Yesila Rosenblatt. And many of you have been to the Riverdale Jewish Center in the past. You know they have real quality presentations. And Rosenblatt's grandson, Jonathan Rosenblatt, is the rabbi there. Of course, Danny Gildar will be the accompanist. And as I mentioned before, If any listeners are from Borough Park or Williamsburg and would like to know about transportation that might be provided to take them to the concert, give me a call here at the studio, 212-529-4620, 212-529-4620. Let me know, and if enough of you call, I think that they will provide buses and so forth. In any event, let's hear one of the cantors who will be singing at that concert. June 21st. Wow, I haven't played this guy in a long time. Have I ever? No, I think I played him once. Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. This is my partner in Cantor's World. He is the cantor at the Jewish Center on West 86th Street. He's been there for about 11 years. And it's really wonderful to see him and hear him daven in his shul. And now let's hear him with Achenu.
You said, oh, hey, You said, away. You said, away. You said, away. Lani sunime batso no vashi yimyoy.
That was from a live recording of a concert about 4 years ago. So once again, June 21st at 7:30 p.m. It's the Riverdale Jewish Center. You want to call 718-548-1850 for tickets, or you can call me here at the studio. I'll give you information. Chaim Adler, Shimon Kramer, who is the chazan of the shul, Yecheskel Klang, you've heard him at our concerts, and he's terrific. And, of course, Benny Rogoznitsky, who's really great. So it's going to be a wonderful evening of Chazanis. Once again, they're considering having transportation from Borough Park and Williamsburg. And if you are interested, I received several phone calls. We get a few more. It will encourage them to have a bus. Give me a call here at 212-529-4620. 212-529-4620. And, you know, before I dedicated this song to Avram and Renee Bressler from Shana, it was Shaya. I can't even read my own writing. What could I tell you? I do dedicate this next song to a young gentleman who is listening to the program right now. He called me, and I am so pleased to know that you have to understand the Gordon family goes way back with me. Rabbi Shulman Gordon was my rabbi when I grew up in Newark. 1945, when he formed a cheder for Lubavitchers in Newark. No, it was 45. I was already 9 years old. Okay, 9 years old. That's right. That's when I first met the Gordon family, Rabbi Shulman Gordon. And then, of course, I met the nephew, Larry Gordon, that got involved with the beginnings of WFMU. And then I met his uncle, Israel Gordon. And, of course, many of you know Larry's father, who was Nissen Gordon. So, Israel, I know you're listening, and I think you'll enjoy this next selection. I dedicate it to you. This was one of the cantors who we heard this evening, and I must say, he was in excellent form, and he's really one of the better chazanim around today. I would say he really was in excellent form tonight. Cantor Yaakov Stark. Let's hear from a live performance, a concert, Umi Pnei Chatoenu, Yaakov Stark. cantor Yaakov Stark in concert. Well, cantor Aaron Kaplow served for 50 years at Temple Israel of Long Beach. Let's hear cantor Aaron Kaplow chanting Ahavas Olam from the prayer immediately preceding the Shema.
Ahavas Olam.
Well, that was cantor Aaron Kaplow, who was served, as I said, for 50 years at Temple Israel of Long Beach. To my friend Mel Young, thanks for the invite to your wonderful concert this evening, and I love the choir. And you've heard a lot of choirs this evening through the recordings. We got to have choirs coming back also. We want the Chazanim back, and we want the choirs. Now, don't forget, June 21st, Riverdale Jewish Center. This is In the Spirit of Yesala. Cantor Chaim Adler, Shimon Kramer, Yecheskel Klang. You've heard Yecheskel at our concerts. And, of course, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. You can give me a call here at 212-529-4620 for information about the tickets. There'll probably be tickets at the door, but it probably will sell out. I advise you to try and get tickets beforehand. You can call Cantor's World. 718-548-1850 is the Riverdale Jewish Center. Call Cantor's World. Call me here. Again, if you want to get a ride to the concert from Borough Park or Williamsburg, give me a call here at 212-529-4620. Shalom, everyone. Thanks for joining with me.